The militia in the North, as in the South, did not play a major role in the Civil War. Professional soldiers had a very low opinion of militiamen. They had throughout United States history. It was true in the War of 1812, true in the War with Mexico, and certainly true in the Civil War. So the militia is not a key component of the North's military machine. As in the Confederacy, it's the volunteers, the federal volunteers, as they would be called, those who volunteered for service in the national forces during this time of national crisis. That's the traditional way Americans raised their armies, and it was true in the North. These, again, are men who are coming to their country's defense voluntarily with the expectation of going back to their regular jobs as soon as the war is over. During the Mexican War, volunteers had numbered nearly 75,000 in the United States forces. The regular army during that war had been increased to about 30,000. So in Mexico, more than 2-to-1 volunteers as against regulars. We've seen how, in the wake of the firing on Fort Sumter, Abraham Lincoln issued a call for 75,000 three-month militiamen to put down the rebellion. All the professional soldiers in the North knew that this would be far too few men, and they would be in service for far too short a time to accomplish the job. William Tecumseh Sherman, for example, snorted that Lincoln might as well, quote, attempt to put out the flames of a burning building with a squirt gun. Various congressional and presidential actions through the rest of 1861 brought about 750,000 volunteers into the Union Army, most of them for a three-year term. Most of these were in regiments raised by the various states, officered by locally prominent men with commissions from the governor of the state. Many of the regiments came from a single town or county. We've talked about this before. There were a number of ethnic regiments, regiments that were almost entirely made up of Germans or of Irish soldiers, much more common in the North. That's not very common in the South, although there were some of those ethnic units in the South as well. The clock was ticking in terms of the manpower pool in the North, just as it was in the South. Men who hadn't enlisted for 3 years in 1861 would be facing the opportunity to get out of the army in the late spring of 1862. Lincoln knew that the North would need more soldiers to reinforce the federal armies for a big round of offensives in the spring of 62. And as in the Confederacy, recruiting had dropped off dramatically in the North. In July 1862, Lincoln called on the states to provide 300,000 three-year volunteers. Each state had a quota based on its population. Well, the 300,000 didn't step forward. The early volunteers had stepped forward. They're no longer doing that. Some newspapers, some politicians began to call for a draft. Lincoln knew how unpopular a draft would be in many segments of the North and hoped to avoid it. He wanted to exhaust all other possibilities. He had seen, had read about reaction to the Confederate draft, and didn't want that experience to be played out in the North. On August 4th, 1862, Secretary of War Stanton told the states to supply 300,000 nine-month militiamen. Now, this is in addition to the 300,000 three-year soldiers that they wanted. Any state failing to meet its quota, said Stanton, would be subject to a militia draft. For the most part, the states avoided the militia draft and met the quotas, often by offering bounties, $100 in many instances, to volunteers. This was the beginning of a system that would get worse as the war went on, the offering of bounties. The bounties got larger and larger as the war went on, and it really gave a mercenary flavor to Northern volunteering and recruiting that wasn't present in the Confederacy. In the end, the July and August 1862 calls produced 420,000 three-year enlistments and nearly 100,000 nine-month enlistments. There hadn't been a draft, but there had been the threat of a draft. But the North couldn't avoid a national draft forever. And let's turn now to the first conscription act in United States history, as opposed to American history with the Confederate draft. In March of 1863, the North finally did take this momentous step.